Thank you.
It's so great to be here on a bipartisan basis with all my colleagues who love public lands. We know that public lands are a great economic indicator for our economy, that it generates billions of dollars of revenue to our state and local governments, and it creates an economic opportunity for workforce. I'm so happy to be here with my colleagues who've worked so hard on this. I don't see Senator Burr here, but I want to thank him for originally sponsoring the LWCF permanent funding with me a few years ago and passing this legislation out of the Energy and Environment Committee. But it helped to educate so many hunters and fishermen and all of those people, not only in the Pacific Northwest, but across the country, who value these public lands. Senator Burr, Senator Gardner, and Senator Manchin have now continued that effort in making the funding permanent. No longer will we have to, well, we think the out, let's just say, the outcome we are expecting here is that $900 million of funding will not get misappropriated by appropriators, but actually get spent on access to public lands, because that access then generates, as I said, $887 billion in consumer spending, 7.6 million American jobs, and $125 billion in tax revenue. So, yes, we believe in making that investment. And I want to thank my colleagues who have already been mentioned, Portman and King, and my colleague Derek Kilmer for the parks and lands expansion of our national parks. My state knows this issue well with the backlogs of two of our parks. I remember just seems like yesterday, Lamar, I said, we're really going to get $6.5 billion spent on the backlog. And he said, we're going to give it our darn best. And so somehow somebody worked a miracle, because now all of a sudden a White House who hasn't been for land and water conservation funds, I think zeroed it out actually, is now seeing the light that this is a great economic investment for the future. So make no mistake, we're here to celebrate and hope that this process moves forward very quickly. The backlog in our parks and facilities is, I believe, should also be expanded to the other agencies, the Forest Service, BLM, and others, because all of these backlogs and maintenance are about our trails. They are about the access to the outdoors. And if we work with all of these agencies, I think that we will have a very successful support for what is one of America's greatest icons, our outdoors. But we'll also have a key ingredient to furthering our economy. Thank
Senator
you.
Portman.